Blog Talk Radio.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
Hello, good day. Good evening, I should say, and welcome to Faith Talk Live Prayer, Blog Talk Radio, and this is the radio, internet radio version of what we have on video. We're showing it on the YouTube channels. We do film video, and we're also showing it on Facebook as well as Blog TV and our new Vimeo. So anyways, this is Dr. Shirley Caniff, and I just want to say hi to all of you all on in the Facebook community, YouTube, and Blog TV, and anywhere that you would pick up this broadcast. You can also download it from iTunes after this broadcast, because I found out by accident after I got my iPod Touch that I was able to download some of my stuff. So I'm like, whoa. And I don't want to just say my stuff, but it's actually the Lord's stuff. He just downloads it into me and to my husband, and we just go with it. So I just want to again say welcome, and God bless you to all you all. The topic of that we felt that the Holy Spirit was prompting within our spirit to talk about is. It's a mouthful, but we're going to kind of approach from different aspects. It's, God is releasing and teaching his eagles flight patterns in the spirit, and that came as a result of a sign and wonder they were showing us in the sky. But before we go into all that, we are going to pray. We're going to talk about, what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ now in this season, what he's showing us in the form of dreams and visions, and how it's been confirmed through some of our friends. And one of our friends that are going to come on in about 15 to 20 minutes is a good friend of mine. She's evangelist Shelly Newman, and Shelly is a Facebook friend. She's been a good Facebook friend. There's acquaintances, and there's people that you just it's a challenge. It's a God challenge, but Shelly's not one of them. We hit it off, just like that, like about a year ago. And we, the Lord we were just mothers, and we were families that needed prayer. And it just seemed like God just moved in signs and wonders. And then, everything's surprising in the Lord. We both were like equally having these signs and wonders happen at different times. As a result of, God saying, yes, this I approve of this, and God is going to be using, he's in the process, but he's going to continue and increase the anointing for prayer, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what he's been revealing to us through Revelation, and I'm sure that Shelly has some good things to say. I see that she and her husband just came on, or they're right now waiting in the queue, waiting for their queue to come on. But we're going to just pray, and if Tim and Shelly, if you're hearing me, stand in agreement with us in prayer, as we call upon the Holy Spirit to direct this broadcast. So we just, I'm going to give the mic to my husband, and he's going to lead in this. We believe that the Holy Spirit desires to move through, the men in our lives, so. He's my spiritual head, along with Jesus, of course, and he is going to be praying in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a blessing upon this broadcast.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords.
silence, we just worship you and praise you and thank you for your glory. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I just ask that you pour out your Spirit upon us and upon all who will listen to this message and set their hearts on fire, set their hearts a burning flame for the glory and glory and majesty of your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God the Father. Send forth your fire, your all-consuming fire, that all sins, all burdens will be burned away from the heart, so that the heart can receive you in greater measure, Lord. For those who have run the race for a while, Lord, give strength in their knees, strength in their upheld hands as they raise their hands in worship. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this enabling power of your Holy Spirit, giving us grace and mercy, empowered through your grace and mercy to do more, to love greatly, to desire more and more of you, Lord. And we glorify your name. And we scripturally pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. And amen. Amen.
Well, we just, Lord, I just want to just offer up, Lord, this evening, all of the friends and maybe some family members out there and those who are destined to listen to this broadcast, would touch them in a very special way, touch their hearts, their minds, their wills, their emotions, their spirit with your Holy Spirit. Lord, just wrap your loving arms around them and give them a big kiss in your Holy Spirit. We just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Move in power. Move in glory, Lord. Bring us closer to you, to your heart. Bring us deeper into the deep, Lord, deeper into the deep river, the deep wells of salvation. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord, for we are nothing without you. Lord, and Lord, we can't do anything in our lives if we don't consult you in prayer. For prayer is the beginning of all things. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for really emphasizing that in the Spirit. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I just got the Psalm, Psalm 23. It's been a Psalm that I have been meditating on this past week. And it just really hit home about what the Lord desires for each and every one of us in the ministry of not only reconciliation or renewal, but restoration, restoration of hope. You know, when your life is going one way and you really want to start all over again, the Lord, you know, he does that reset like we do with our computers when they're down and all of a sudden we get a reboot. Well, he reboots us with Psalm 23. I thought you'd like that. Anyway, here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, even though that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not even death, because God, through Jesus Christ, through the work, through the finished work that he finished when he was on Calvary, through his blood, he took the power, he broke the power and curse of death, he took the sting of death, okay? And, you know, because he is the, you know, the tree of life, and he has the keys to eternal life and everlasting life. And so anything that exists on this earth, okay, it, you know, when somebody, you know, when people reach their final destiny here and the accomplishments some leave prematurely because they hadn't trusted in the Lord, but for those who have a purpose and a mission and they're living it out to the best of their ability in the Holy Ghost, they fall asleep in the Lord. And the Lord is saying that it's not death, it's the shadow of death. The shadow of death. That's why, you know, he's the resurrection. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So it says, so in the scripture it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, you know, that's the surety of the promise that he's given us, that we would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this is the first time I've ever read Psalm 23 like this. And how, you know, we need to understand, if we're going to really understand the heart of God for mankind, especially now, I mean, the days that appear to be growing dark, but really, you know, when there's an intensity of darkness, the glory is coming from heaven in a very special way. And after I finished with the psalm, I want to just go into briefly about what the Lord has showed me in heaven when I was praying with Shelley, and then we'll go right to Shelley and her husband. But the restoration is really what it's all about. Just what does that entail? First of all, you have to trust. You have to put your trust in the Lord and trust that he will act. And then he will continue the restoration process. It begins in baptism, baptism in water and then the laying on the hands of the fire of the Holy Spirit, to come and blaze his fire through your spirit, through your soul and to your spirit. Decreasing soul and its desires, it increasing your spirit nature to rule over you. So that's basically restoration in a nutshell, but it's a process, okay? And we have to expect that when a believer, a Christian, a brother and sister receives Jesus, okay, they're not going to be perfect overnight. They are going to begin a process, and they're going to hopefully progress. But, you know, and the way that they do that is through prayer. So we're going to talk about today the significance of prayer. And we're going to follow through with some testimonies. I'm sure Shelley has a lot of them, and myself. But I wanted to share with you a rhema word that the Lord had downloaded into my spirit. And I am in Shelley, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. And, we began praying. She was concerned about something, and I was just in between different things that I had to do around the house, but the Lord slowed me down just to see and hear in the spirit, see through the I am here in the spirit, what the Lord wanted me to focus on when I was praying with Shelley. And all of a sudden, when we started giving glory to the Lord and they're praying, okay, all of a sudden I was responding with, as I was seeing the heavens open up. And it was almost like as I'm responding to, it was at the same time I was responding to Shelley, I was seeing something. And that's what is going to happen in more and more on God's people who pray. You know, you're seeing realm and you're hearing realm in the spirit of going to, you know, like twin together. And you'll be able to speak in a flow that's been established in the heavens. And God's going to bring that right down to the earthly realms of your understanding, you know, in your mind, in your heart. It's not going to be that vast void that once existed. But, you know, as you get close to the Lord, you know, and just in that love walk, it's you and him become one, and you start seeing what he sees. So I was brought up into the heavens without really thinking that I was in the heavens, but I realized I was in the heavens. You know, didn't we hear that before in Scripture when Paul says that, you know, he's describing himself, but he says, a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. That's the experience I had that time. And I'm looking up, and I'm seeing this vast white swirling, it looks like a hurricane light, you know, kept swirling, you know, like a lot of light. And it was hurling through the atmosphere of the heaven, like heaven, like space. And it was coming to the earth, but it was big. It was a big ball of hurricane light. and the Lord was, and I'm asking the Lord as I'm, you know, I am in Shelley, I'm kind of having this dialogue in the spirit. And I said, Lord, what is that, you know? And I'm like giving Shelley a word as I'm seeing this, you know? And he said, that's my faith. I'm like, well, what kind of faith is this? This is a big faith. That's right. It's dunamis. My dunamis faith. It's my dunamis power of faith. I said, oh. I said, and I asked him, what's it for? As am I, am Shelley. And she didn't know I was having this conversation, and I didn't either until afterwards. If we can, you know, like, you know, God, if we break into our time, he has a way of doing that. So I'm like, all right, I'm like, what are we doing? What are you going to do with this dunamis power faith? And he says, I'm hurling it to the earth. I'm like, oh, you are. He goes, and for my people who exercise their faith and join with my dunamis power faith that I release in heaven for such a time as this, not from 30 years ago, not, you know, not even 7 years ahead, but for now, you know, it's got a purpose. He says, I'm going to release signs and wonders throughout the whole earth beyond my people's understanding. I'm just going to, you know, so all we need to do is join. But then the other part that I got to, and I believe I mentioned it then, but the Lord reminded me today, and I posted on my status column, that is full of prophetic perceptions for this time that will set things in motion for this time, that would change the atmosphere of where we live for this time, that would conquer territorial spirits over nations, over governmental systems that are unjust for this time. Words of life will be spoken as we see and as we hear. And I got really excited about this. I got filled with the Holy Spirit in a way that I haven't met, you know, experienced before. And Shelley was telling me she was getting that as I was, you know, sharing with her. She got the first download as I'm, she got the first caught off the press release as I was getting it from heaven. And she just, it just, you know, it did something to her. She was getting that. She was getting something. I'm going to ask her what she was getting in a minute. But it was like, it was bigger and more vast than I can even explain it. It continued to explain this and teach this word. It's like the Holy Spirit's going to do it, you know. And but we just have to the cross, as he said. The way to go, you know, to connect with this, doing this now, is to lay down our lives in a greater way through the cross of Jesus. We can't receive it if we don't go through the cross. All right? So this is it, folks. This is what the resurrection power glory. It's like, it's here. It's like the dunamis power glory. The dunamis glory. That's what he said. Dunamis glory. All right, and it's a faith absolute from heaven coming down in the form of the big dunamis power glory ball, and that's exactly how it looked. And like, you know, if I continue to talk you know, about this and try to describe it, I feel like I'm going to do it injustice. So I'm trying to describe it exactly the way I'm seeing it. You know, that I saw it, but that I'm seeing it as the Lord brings it back, because He can't bring it back if you ask. So, well, we got a whole lot of people that are coming up, but I can only have one guest, the 812 number. But you know, if the person on number 2 that starts with a 574 could hold their questions, and maybe Facebook me under Dr. Shirley Kenneth, you know, we can talk more about that. Talk more about what your ideas were, what you were getting from this. Oh, I guess they hung up. Anyway, I just put them on the spot, but I know Tim and Shelley are still on there. So anyways, you know, and so what does this have to do with God is releasing and teaching his eagle flight pattern to the spirit? Because I talked about prophetic perception, okay? And this is a part of what this Dunamis power glory is all about. It's an increase in that. But, you know, we got to, you know, trust in the Lord that He would act, but we got to come to that cross as the resurrection power is released. And it may be different for me. It's definitely different for me because I have a different walk than you, or, you know, or the person down the street, or, you know, it's a different for each person because the Lord has a path for each person, and He created that person's life to, in the DNA in that person. He knows when they were going to say yes to Him, and, you know, He knows what, how they tick, and what it will take, okay? So, anyways, so the Lord is going to do that for you, and He's already done it in the heavens. You just have to access it here on the earth and really stay focused and worship. Very, very important. Worship is the vehicle that will get us to that place. It continues, but it's going to increase upon the earth in power and in glory. Well, I want to get to the eagle. The Lord has been ministering to me for the last couple of years about significance of eagles in the dreams. I had a particular dream vision where He brought me to, you know, supermarket. I'm sure that you know the chain, Shaw's Supermarket, in the spirit. And it was in the parking lot. And in the natural, the number of the building of Shaw's Supermarket here in the Stoughton area is 666. And, you know, and every time I saw that, I would, you know, get into the spirit. And but in the dream vision, the Lord brought me there in the spirit. And the car that I was driving in the natural at the time was the Ford Focus. And it seemed like He uses cars in the natural and the names of cars to mark the season in my life. And so it was the Focus that I was driving. And in the dream vision, I got out of the Focus. And all of a sudden, this eagle starts flying low, and he's flying like right bullseye into right up to the building. And I'm like, Lord, why is this eagle flying into the building, and what's going on? And and the eagle came right by me and noticed that I was in the parking lot, and it blew hot air into my ears, and when it did that, it like blew cobwebs out, and I was really stunned. I'm like, Lord, what was all that about? And he's saying that he is removing the Antichrist spirit from, you know, that's been afflicting the body of Christ, and he's blowing the cobwebs out of the air so they can hear more what the Spirit is saying. And he does things individually to me to show me the greater picture. And there's been various eagle dream visions that I've had to confirm that, even in the natural, whenever the Lord would move, and my husband can attest to this, we'd be talking about a certain part of the prophetic, and, you know, it as maybe it would be a symbol or sign of wonder that he'd show us, all of a sudden, an eagle out of the clear blue, you know, we would usually be driving when we write Jeff, when we would get these words. Seems like God does something in a moving vehicle greater than he would do, you know, at any other place. And so, you know, whenever we talked about a certain area in the prophetic, all of a sudden, to confirm what the Lord had showed us, there's, all of a sudden he'll send an eagle in the natural swooping over the like flying real low and then high over the vehicle or past my windshield. I'm like, did you see that? So it's like he's doing something with eagles. It's quite awesome. So today, when the Lord told us to do this show, and, you know, he's going to give us the content, prepare the people for, you know, to talk about the dunamis glory that he sent it from heaven and appointed for this time when you're enjoying your faith, your human faith with his faith, okay, in heaven. Anyways, he said greater than any time. That's right now ricocheting in my spirit. But I want to get back to the ego. So, you know, we had to do our errands today, and all of a sudden, we're outside, and the attention was focused on the sky, and we saw this bird just gliding, you know, I don't know if it was a small airplane, or because the airplanes, you know, 1,000 feet away was also gliding too. We were gliding like the airplane. And then it would flap its wings every once in a while, but it wasn't, like, frantic. It wasn't, you know, in a fast motion like a lot of other birds, you know, because they want to keep ascending, so they flap their wings as fast as they can. This was more like it flapped 2 or 3 times, and then it just glided, and it was just like, there was like an anointing with this eagle. It was just gliding and gliding, and it was ascending as it was gliding, but it wasn't just gliding in one place. It was gliding and, you know, like over here and over there, but it wasn't moving in a jerky movement. It was gliding, and I'm going to just give you the mic to give the mic to my husband. He's going to share what the Lord was showing, you know, him, you know, when he saw the eagle. But all I saw was that this bird is just, you know, flying in different flight patterns, and the Lord saying, and there was one, my husband saw the bird, the eagle. He mentioned something about flight patterns too, and we came to the conclusion that the Lord, you know, I saw it as a prophetic word for what the Lord is going to do for his eagles, you know, the ones who function in the office of the prophet and the ones who are very prophetic, you know, in their gifting. And he's going to be releasing, he's going to be teaching from heaven and releasing flight patterns to get his eagles into the places that they need to ascend, to hear more, to ascend in the things of the Spirit, to ascend and to excel. And before we go to Tim and Shelly, it's about 9:58, so I told him I would, you know, pick up the phone at about 9:45, but bear with me. He's just going to tell you what the Lord showed him. Okay, so here is Jeff.
Good evening. As I was looking at the eagle and from the viewpoint of the parking lot, it was moving with ease on the currents of the sky, mm-hmm. and all it had to do was tilt the tip of its right wing to go to help it turn to the right, or the tip of its left wing to go to the left, and it was just soaring on these circles, and very infrequently was it pumping, spending any energy by pumping its wing. It was soaring. It was soaring. It launched into the air, spent its energy to get up into the air, and when it found the currents, it just soared. The currents of God's grace and mercy want to flow into every vein of our lives, not just for the purpose of helping us, but to help us, but to give glory to God so we can pour it out into other people. The eagles, I think, are one of God's noble creation, and it just knows how to fly. And God wants to teach his people how to fly in grace and mercy and revival and glory, and he doesn't want any of us to strive too much. We have to strive to change ourselves in cooperation with grace and mercy, but as the eagle just soared with great ease, he wants you to soar with great ease.
Hi, so now we have on air, we have Shelley and her husband Tim. So you want to say hi to everyone?
Hello, everybody. How are
you? So,
can you hear me now?
Oh, we definitely can. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you all right now.
Amen, amen, amen. So we, is Shelley there with you?
Yes, ma'am, she sure is.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, so I'll have to relate any questions or anything over to her because, you know, that she's got that hearing impairment, so she can't talk on the phone.
Okay, yeah, and we know that the Lord uses her very powerfully. So, let's see, I want to talk about what happened yesterday because, you know, in what the Lord has been releasing in the Holy Spirit, it seemed like within this last week, something shifted in the spirit, and every time I spoke to the intercessor, they would say the same thing, you know, or I would read it on, you know, I would read the statuses on Facebook and other places. And, you know, we got a confirmation, and Shelley was getting a confirmation too. Tim, can you, you know, ask Shelley to give an account about what happened yesterday around 3 to 4, because Jeff and I were in prayer, and we were in prayer yesterday right around that time, and the Holy Spirit came upon us very powerfully. We couldn't even stand up. We had to, like, lay in his presence and just rest and let, you know, and all these people started coming to my mind and my heart, and I was praying for you and Shelley, and Shelley had a wonderful testimony. I didn't even tell her that this was going on until she was telling me what was going on. So, Tim, you know, explain to the audience what was going on if Shelley revealed this to you.
Okay, she wants you to tell her about what happened yesterday between 3 and 4.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Shelley?
I'm fine.
That's good. That's good. Can you share with the viewing audience, you know, and Shelley's been in she's doing our School of Ministry, Seek International Leadership School, a free online school. And because, you know, as we were praying over the year, God just started moving, you know, in our families, and prayers were answered. And, you know, in the middle of what we perceived as crisis in each of our, you know, children's lives. And the thing is, God just, like, you know, he just heard the prayers of a mother. You know, we're mothers first, evangelists second. And so yesterday, though, the Lord wanted to show you how much he loved you. Can you share with the viewing audience what happened during that time? Because I was praying for all my students and everybody, and I know you were praying, too. And God's just doing a work of unity.
What you tell now?
What happened was I was talking to my friend on Facebook. We were just having fellowship. And out of nowhere, we were just talking about how God gives us peace and stuff. So I was just sitting there talking to her, and then it hit me so hard that it took all my sounds and everything away from me. Like, I didn't hear nothing, not even a car drive by. I was just such peace out. I can't explain it, but it was just so heavy anointing, you know. It just makes you feel like you're in the presence of God, that you're just stuck in the middle of him, and there's nothing around you that would, you know, distract you or get your attention. You're just stuck right there.
Amen. Amen. And so did that piece affect Tim, Eddie? Tim, what was your response to this, to what God was doing?
Well, the peace was just so peaceful. It was just, you know, not a sound. I mean, we live in a mobile home park here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's so many noises that goes on around here. You can hear the doors open and close and cars driving by all of the time. And, of course, they're doing some construction behind us. And so you really don't get any peace. And, it you know, that peace really affects you and stuff. But yesterday, it was just like a cloud. It just came down into the house and everything, and just total silence, just, you know, just a serenity just fell upon the place and everything. It was so relaxing that I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just rested, and it lasted. I must have slept for, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes or something. But it was just such a rest and such a peace that it, you know, just like I never had before. It felt like I slept for 2 days. I was up. I had more energy than I'd ever had in my life. And, I mean, I was ready. And and it left me with such a hunger that I wanted more.
Yes.
And I think that's what God's wanting, you know, his people to do.
Yes.
See, and there's so many distractions out here in this world. There's the TV, there's these cell phones, there's computers, and I mean, that's all great and everything, but there's, you know, people are just so distracted. They're worried about paying their bills and about their job situations and, you know, about their cars and this and that. But, you know, God wants to tell his people, look, you know, stand still, peace. You know, I want to give you peace because, you know, God says, you know, I am the peace that passes all understanding,
yeah.
Okay? And that's what he wants his people to have is peace. You know, don't worry about the economy or the job situation. He will provide for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants his people to have peace. Don't worry about everything else that's going around you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. And I think that's what he wants to send to his people is, you know, that inner peace. Because you notice when you have the peace, you learn a lot more. You can soak in a lot more. You can retain a lot more information.
Yeah.
It's like sitting at the table and reading your Bible. When you get into God's Word and you focus into that God's Word and everything, nothing else around you should matter because that's your time. That's your intimate time with him.
Amen. Yes. And that's what he wants us to come to know, you know, him in, you know, in that intimate space, you know, that he wants to share with us. I have another caller. I want you and Tim, Shelly and Tim to stay on. But I see another hand up here, and I'm just curious. We didn't, you know, we only had, you know, these guests on, but do you two mind if I, you know, if we another caller joins us, we don't even know who they are, but.
No, that's fine.
You know,
welcome.
That's okay, right? Okay, here we go. Give me a minute. I think I, hello? Hi, how are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm the girl that was with Shelley yesterday, prayed with her.
Oh, wow. What is your name?
Tina Sellenberg. I'd love to tell you what the Holy Spirit was saying and doing.
Oh, I would love it. Go on. Go for it.
I'm like, oh, gosh, God, I gotta tell her. Okay, we were in prayer actually concerning issue in her life that she shared with me and said I'm not gossiping. It was just a general concern, and God just literally started showing me no, she's not gossiping, but we're pulling down the strong man and the spirits that were operating there off of literally her family, Tim, and the ministry itself.
Yeah.
And then it went from that to, because I'm not used to looking in the spirit, looking at demonic spirits. God just doesn't rig me that way. It's intimacy with Jesus, okay, love affair. So it went
Amen.
From that to literally asking the Holy Spirit. And when I say things like this, it's not a sensual, sexual thing, but Lord, come into your chambers, into your garden, kiss us with your kisses of your mouth, and speak, Holy Spirit. And we are his garden. And
yes.
Minister to us your healing and your grace and your mercy and what you're saying. Long story short of it, the power of God, after ministering to Shelley there and both of us rebuking a couple of things off of us, renouncing, but also praying for the people, and releasing Jesus' grace and love into them. And then literally, I know God was literally doing a miraculous, even for you, Tim, if you're hearing this, because I was praying major for Tim of breakthroughs, the things that hit on him, and Shelley could verify to that. And so I'm just sitting here saying, thank you, Lord, confirmation of what you're doing. Because you know when he's speaking, you just know it. You don't have to say, is he? He is. You just know. Well, from that, he showed me with this peace that was unbelievable in me and all around me. And what God said again was, yes, people are trying to get this peace from God. We have Christ in us, but there's always more. That's why he said to be filled constantly. And so he was taking out the busyness out of our, not so much being so busy in your day, but the busyness in us of our days, if that makes sense to you.
That
so
does.
Our minds, so our minds and everything about us, all this, you know, this busy, even the concerns that we may be carrying or that may be carrying us, he was taking it literally out. And he said, speak, Lord, and we're listening, Shelley said. And God says, I am speaking. That's my profound peace to you right now. And he said, the whole kingdom of heaven is at standstill right now. Because when I say, peace be still, though he was speaking, not a word, but him who is the word, was speaking himself and saying, be still. Peace.
Well, see, that's just
a
confirmation
that.
To me. Because,
and it was
it was
so overwhelming. And then I saw, as I was just listening, I saw a huge, beautiful rose standing right before my vision, before my face. And it was so humongous and then so brilliantly bright.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, Lord, what is this? What do you want to say? Because I don't lean on what I want to think. I wait for the Holy Spirit to give me understanding and ask if it's him. But the peace and the presence was so strong, you couldn't hear a pin drop. You didn't want to move. You just didn't want to. Atmosphere, everything around us, God said, the whole kingdom of heaven is in us and on our borders, and everything in the heavenly realms, he made it stand still.
Amen.
In his
Amen.
Presence. And with that, I saw this beautiful rose, and from this beautiful rose before me, it blossomed wide open, and it was glorious. It was so magnificent. And God said, this is my presence and what I am, the essence of who I am, my beauty, my magnificence, and my royalty, and my beauty and wonder, the beauty that I behold in Christ. He said, that's who I behold in you and me and who I see in you. The two had become one, the Shulamite, the beloved bride. And this rose blossomed. It was so beautiful. I couldn't stop seeing the glory of the Lord just radiating out of it, which is his presence. He's not a rose, but you know when he said the rose is Sharon, he is that. He is our bridegroom, and we are his beloved. And he said, I am blossoming you and opening you up into newness and greatness of his glory to the church, to us one-on-one, to the church whole as a whole. And then I saw before me, trying to recall because I wanted to write it all down, but I saw before me this rose that opened up and it blossomed right before me. And he says, this is me blossoming my glory inside of you and all around you. This is what you're seeing, and this is what you're beholding me, and I am now beholding you. He said, I'm opening up your understanding of who I am in greater revelation. For when the enemy comes without the understanding of who he is, not about him, but him, he will take that which is not of and take it away. But Jesus says he can't. When God gives us himself a greater revelation, understanding of who he is and who we are in him, his love. Amen. And out of this rose was awesome. And then from that I saw, I'm trying to remember, Shelley, if you're on, if you can help me there. I saw an eagle. Oh, no, I didn't. That was the latter part. I saw coming out of me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. I just remembered. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He just now, bam, just like that, just gave it to me. I saw a feather. I'm serious. I was asking him, bring it to remembrance.
You know, it was so funny. I saw a feather today when I came into my door.
Let me tell you, this is what I saw, a white, brilliant white feather before me, just right before my eyes. And I thought again, Holy Spirit, give me understanding. Like in Daniel, when the angel said, give you understanding of what he's saying, you don't lean on your own. And I was still, I still didn't have no questioning, like I'm talking to you back and forth. It was none of that. It was just total emerged peace of his presence. Him who was speaking peace but wasn't saying it, but just was consuming us with him who is, was speaking, but not a word, but was speaking of the word. And I saw this white, bright, one single angel feather. And I knew it was an angel wing. And I said, Lord, what is this? I didn't want to think on my own. And he said, your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because now this angel feather, the tip of it became a writing pen. And that's why I asked him, what is this? And he said, your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the angel of the Lord around us.
Amen.
And then from that, I saw, coming out of my being, if you will, it was like a huge scroll coming up out of my belly, but up and out of my mouth. And the whole time, oils were coming out again. I taste oil and honey a lot. And it was coming out of my mouth, out of my lips, and out of my tongue. And this huge scroll with names were written on it and covered with the blood. Again, I was saying, but Lord, what's the understanding? Because I knew it wasn't just for me, but for the church universal, although he does give us stuff individually.
Amen.
And he said, as I was listening, is this names, is this out of my belly, is this names that is the letter that kills? What, like if you have sin or unforgiveness against somebody, that's the letter that would kill not only you but people? And then I listened, and he said, no, it's both. But because my blood has covered it all, I paid it all in full. This scroll was nonstop, ma'am. It was endless scroll just coming out of my being. Because in Christ, we're one in him, him in us, and us in him. He is allowing us to see all he said that you've labored for up to this day until to this day and going forward, everything, not to be weary in what you've been doing, because the masses and the multitudes, you've touched more than you know. It was endless, beyond time, beyond season, beyond what we would leave or imagine. The Holy Spirit is moving very fast these days. And I saw the blood of the names, and all the names that would scroll with endless, without end, coming up and out of me, out of my belly. And I thought, why out of my belly? But it wasn't just out of my belly, it was out of my belly button. And he said, the reason is because you're not pregnant with evil. You're pregnant with me, and it's me that has revealed to you these things, that all these peoples in my blood, I paid for the multitude of sins of all these people, and these are the multitudes and the masses. I saw the word masses of peoples that will not only come to know him, but see his hand of healing and deliverance coming out of us, his bride. And then I saw before me an eagle. I always see eagles because I'm a seer. And he wants, he's saying, I'm allowing you to see things from my perspective, but he's taking us out of seeing just visions and dreams, but literally seeing what you see and what he sees in people's lives, not from the demonic spirit that says, I see you and it's all evil and it's bad and God's pointing the finger at you, but rather the finger of God is there revealing what's going on in your life because it's him that's come to set you free. That's what grace and mercy is, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, the reason it was so covered with so much blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's paid for in full.
Amen. Thank you. I thank you for stepping out of faith and coming on and sharing this confirmation. And if now, what is your first name?
Tina.
Tina. It was funny that you were saying about the feather. Now, you know, we can agree that the Lord, you know, he comes into our time, and he, you know, a day is, you know, to us is like 1,000 years to
That's
the Lord.
Right.
Yeah, 1,000 years to us is like a day to the Lord, I should say. So, you know, yesterday when we were all having this peace, you know, and the spirit, because the Lord does not know space and time, and we're, you know, he does what he wants from wherever
That's right.
You know, from heaven. Yeah, and so. I carried it over to today, and I had just, came from my day job to my house, and on the welcome mat, you know, the Holy Spirit had me look down, and I saw the white feather. And then
I was going to say something else about that. Okay. Go on.
And then we saw the ego shortly thereafter. So, if this prompted something, you know, share it right now. And then Tim, earlier on when you were talking about what was going on in the spirit, he was touched by something when you were praying with Shelley. But finish what you have to say in response to what I said about the white feather. Yeah.
Well, when I seen that, and I've never thought about this, but God made me so knowing the kingdom of heaven is in us, but literally the kingdom of heaven is all around us right now.
Yes.
And I was very keenly aware of, and I've heard others say this, but when it touches you, and it wasn't ever questioning, but when God is ministering to you and through you, you know it. And I remember saying, Lord, manifest this feather. I'm not crazy, okay? But I literally, I know there's going to come a time when we're going to be seeing these angel feathers.
Yes. And you know, and when he said, shows one, you know, one of his people, one of, you know, who have that bridal relationship, that intimacy.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
It could share, you know, it's like you see a feather and you're like, Lord, thank you for that feather. And all of a sudden it manifests to, you know, other people, you know, because just because of the magnitude of the heart that he's poured in us, which is his heart. And it's just amazing that God wants to do this because the kingdom of heaven is, like you said, within us, but it's also all around us. It's coming upon, it comes upon us.
Yes.
So it's just, it's so amazing.
This
is
the new Jerusalem. I know it. This is the new Jerusalem that he speaks of. We are the Israel. We are the new Jerusalem.
Yeah.
But this is the new Jerusalem coming out of heaven and the earth. People, it's only by the Holy Spirit will we be able to see him. That's why he said there's neither sun nor moon. It's him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that. And so, and I won't go on because I could go on and on because I'm not afraid to talk because I know I'm not afraid of him. I want people, I need to get his healing on them. I have, we walk in, people need to know we have the fullness of the glory of God, but when you know he's put a gift in you, but sometimes we worship the gift over the giver because he's even greater than that gift. If we allow him, he'll explode, man. Okay? He'll explode beyond that.
And you know, one of the things that, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, something that you said earlier about the kingdom coming swiftly, the Holy Spirit coming swiftly with the kingdom.
Well, yes,
we had experience, and he breaks into ordinary life. We had experience last week around this time. We were going to Radio Shack for something that we needed for our computer. And, you know, without gossip and things like that, it was apparent that the person that was waiting on us needed prayer. But for some reason, the Holy Spirit detained us. Usually, I like to go in a store and out of a store, but he detained us, you know, because there were other customers that this person was waiting on, and there was a distraction, but the Lord used it so we could stay in that store and start ministering to that, you know, to that person when nobody was in the store. And, you know, we found out he was from Haiti, and some other things were going on. And, you know, there was an issue with alcohol, and my husband didn't smell it, but the Lord used that, and he multiplied that 20, 30 times. Like I felt like I was in a brewery instead of Radio Shack.
I'm in the brewery with the Holy Spirit all the time, but okay.
You know, and I'm thinking, is this the Lord? Is this me? What's going on? Is this the person? You know, it was like a combination of things. And, I of course, I had to use prudence because, you know, it was a public place. And we just, you know, finished what we needed to do. And I'm walking to the back of our vehicle. And it's quitting time just about. You know, they were about ready to close up. And the Lord said, I want him. I want him. I'm like, you want him? My husband was with me. So I'm like, you want him? He goes, and it was a really bad night, and, you know, this person really had a desire to come back to church, and he really wanted communion with the Lord, and he just wanted it, but he didn't feel like he was in that place. So I go back in there,
Lord. Yeah, and I said to my husband, I had to get his blessing first. I said, I got to go back in there. I said, the Lord wants us to pray with him, but he didn't want us to do it with all those people there, but he wants him. He said, he wants him. So we went. I was seeking him, and the Lord said, no, I will bring him to you. And so I kind of like didn't listen to that a little bit, and I just opened the door, and I asked the other person. I said, where's this person? He goes, he just left. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, Lord, you told me that you want him. And so then he came from the other door that he went into, and we were praying over him, and he received the Lord, but he made a commitment, and there was, you know, the Holy Spirit was released in power and glory, and it's not to bring us glory, it's to bring the Lord glory. And the thing is, there's only the Lord knows, you know, what that individual needed, or any individual who, like when you were called to pray with Shelley about Tim, and he knows, it's like a right on time, but he's moving swiftly and quickly, and you know it. And when he moves swiftly and quickly, he's got something for that individual. We may not know it all the way, but he knows, you know.
For me, it's soaking in his presence. When you soak in his presence, I mean soaking prayer. What happens is Christians, you might be saying this.
I don't mind.
Because we soak all the time.
Okay.
If we got to learn how to soak. Here's what we do.
That's what I
deal with. And I get a lot of Holy Ghost laughter and joy. I'm not the person to tell you how to get saved. I'm the person to get the Savior on you. There's a difference in that anointing.
Amen.
That's the only way I can say that. And I'm not knocking that. I just know what I walk in, what he's birthed in me for years and keeps on birthing because he's never stopped birthing us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's always a continual birthing into understanding of him, your gifts, your talents, and more. But anyhow, we need to learn to soak. What people do is they get so tired and we want to retire from Jesus, which I don't understand that logic because it's a relationship. But the reason it is, and I can understand it because I was there for 18 miserable rotten years, it's called religion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But we got to be careful what we call religious because it might just be a person that just needs the understanding from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to use us. But seriously, we get so busy trying to even war down in the heavenlies in prayer for God, and the Holy Spirit saying, and the Holy Spirit says, wait a minute here. There's a time and place. But if you soak in my presence and you allow me to minister to you one-on-one for just you, that's not selfish. That's needed.
Right,
and the church misses that. I want to soak you with me. You can't tell me anything that I don't already know. Let me speak to you. Let me take the cares, the worries, and the concerns all out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when he fills us up, if that's there, with more of him, then it's not us and him, but it's really the fullness of him now. So now we're not praying to get from him, but we're praying because we have him to release his people.
Exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, if we don't have that, we can't give. You know what I mean? If we're not soaking, spending that time absorbing.
But they don't understand some people. You're so warring in the heavenlies, and God says, and I've done it for years. I can only speak from experience. It's not a judge or condemning, but it's a maturing us up in him and saying, I'm the one that reveals Jesus. You're trying to do it all for me. Thank you, but hello. Can it be passed the baton back to me? I'm holding you up. And when you think you're trying to hold me up, that's why you're so exhausted and tired sometimes.
That's right. That is so true. That is so true. And, you know, and always, you know, all the Lord wanted from this person was, you know, he just wanted to release his presence in this person, and he does the rest, you know, and things like that. So, you know, it becomes another way to pray because you've been prayed up and filled with the presence.
That's right.
Tim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Tim. When Tina was praying with Shelley, what did you experience? Because you started to talk about that.
Oh, just a peace, just a love, a comfort, you know, just an awe that just fell on me. I'm just going to put it out there. You know, I'm dealing with some stuff right now, and I needed that. And,
I know
you know,
there's no shame
with
in that.
The job situation being the way it is right now, I haven't worked in six mm-hmm. months, and it amazes me that we're that our needs are being met.
Yeah.
And you know that being out of work that long, because the way I was raised was you know, especially with a family, you know, that it's my job as a spiritual leader and the provider of my home. You know, I need to work.
Yeah.
And you know, I just struggling with not being able to work and everything. You know, it just tore my manhood down, which
mm-hmm.
automatically affected my spiritual walk, because you know what, I felt like I was just
failure.
You know, like not worthy. You know, not, you know, not a man, not a provider.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So it was just it was affecting me. So that peace that fell upon me, just not only is just an uplifting. You know, it's just like an energy boost. Okay, like taking an energy drink and just shotting it, or one of them quick shots or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I needed that yesterday. Yes.
Yes. You know what you said was exactly what I was praying for you. I was praying for you. God release you from the very thing you said. And it was that, you're not feeling like a failure or whatever, because it's not your manhood and it's not us that holds even us up. It's not our situation, circumstance. It's really God. And he was taken off of you, all those things. And it was amazing. And I love hearing you right now, because you are an answer, literally, to our prayers.
That's the joy right there when you know, the Lord immediately, you know, he doesn't have to, but when he, you know, we're just thinking, oh, are we just praying, like, you know, but then when you get the immediate confirmation, yesterday, when the Holy Spirit just came upon me and my husband, and we were, like, soaking on the couch, it was like, I came in, and I, in my mind, wanted to do the next thing. Like, I have five things I wanted to do. Those are the things that I needed to do to make everything work and run. You know, just the errand, everyday errand. And all of a sudden, the Lord just took that energy that, you know, that is a blessing to get those things done, but he took that energy and he said, I'm here.
Yes.
And I said to my husband, I'm like, you know, tell them what I said. You know, my husband is he's soaking right now. He's being quiet. I said to my husband, I said, the Lord is sweeping me off my feet. I said, well, do you feel this? He goes, yes. He goes, you know what?
Yes.
We're just going to stop everything, and we're just going to receive, you know?
Yeah. That's what he was doing yesterday. Oh, my gosh, it was just so consuming. It was so wonderful, because I welcome him. You know, some people understand when I say get drunk, get wasted, I'm high in the Most High. You know, I have joy unspeakable, because really I get a lot of holy laughter, and God gives me that for a reason. But yesterday was an indescribable peace, and it's his intimacy, and that's not a sensual, sexual thing. He literally, we welcome the Holy Spirit to tell him we're in need and we want this, that's not a bad thing. That's the best place to be, wanting and desperate for more him, for just him, because that's what he wants, us and him, and the rest he just takes it away and melts it away.
Amen. So we just, you know, I don't know if you heard earlier what the Lord was showing me about the eagle that was flying and soaring. You know, he was gliding, he was resting. It was almost like, that's how we were experiencing, how you were experiencing, and I don't know how many other people were experiencing that same peace I feel in the spirit. It was more of a collective thing in the body of Christ. Yesterday. But, you know, it was like the peace that came, we were just, the impartation was such that you felt like you were soaring, but you didn't have to try hard.
That's exactly the word that I said, we're soaring, because it was him that was doing it.
Yeah, and he was carrying us, and he was, you know, just like the eagle. I saw as a confirmation today, he was like flight patterns. He was establishing flight patterns in his people.
Mm-hmm. It was exactly what he had me decreeing. I'm serious. That's exactly what he had me decreeing.
I know, I believe it. I'm laughing because only the Lord can do this. I haven't even met you yet. You know, I'm suffering now. God, this is so awesome.
God is awesome. I'm telling you what, I'm not a timid person, and the enemy hits me to tell me, you can't speak, you can't be happy, you can't be joyful. I'm like, listen, my joy isn't mine. It's not Tina's. I know when Tina's in the flesh, okay? And I know when the Holy Spirit's joy is unspeakable. You can't get his joy. He's saying, I'm trying to get it on you.
Hallelujah.
You know, he gives us his joy. There's fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. These are the days of Elijah. This isn't saying Elijah like Elijah over here. Elijah is a resemblance of when you've seen Jesus in his resurrection and he meets you right where you're at and he's in you and with you. Bam! You got that double anointing. You got that robe of righteousness, that cloak that he just picked up, okay? He's saying, I'm accelerating my anointing in the body of Christ. And this is what he's been saying to me for the past couple weeks. Not just saying it, I've been watching it. And the fire of God, it's not just something you just feel heat. I'm talking the tangible presence. Eyes are opening to the spirit, but I'm talking not just seeing in the spirit realm, but literally walking. You're healing and delivering and setting captives free. We walk in this, but God said, I've not only given this to you, but he's opening up, there was that flower again, greater understanding and revelation, not just the written, but the one who is the written, fulfilling that which is written of his own self. You cannot find your righteousness under just that letter. You've got to have the Holy Spirit who wants to manifest him who is the word in the flesh.
Amen.
And jump off the book of Acts, and there's more stories to be given and told of his whole glory. Hey!
Amen. Oh,
oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the most of
you. See, when he hits you with the joy, whatever matters, it don't matter no more.
Amen.
Because it's not ours. That's what's called the cares of the world. Your own or the world. And that spirit that was around all yesterday, he was saying, I was taking that all out. Don't you get it? That was that spirit.
Oh, thank you. I had an experience today, when I was on my job today, and it, because of the work that he was doing in the spirit. I was talking to one of the teachers with the students that I transport, and I said, I was talking about something, because the Lord showed me how he's calling us to live in the moment, you know, the present moment, and he kind of gave me a lesson in that millisecond of time where, you know, he was like, he took the remembrance, and I have a good memory, but of what I had just done in the morning, and now, it was so funny, I was like, I'm talking to this person, I'm saying, I transported these students in the morning, and usually I know their names right off the bat. I know where I drove them, but I don't remember where they came from. It was like because I was in the glory, I was in the presence.
Yes.
And
your mind isn't there when you're in the presence, man.
Yeah, that's true. It's like the past isn't there. You're there.
Yep. He wants that. You know what? He wants that more and more. He wants our intellectualism.
Yeah.
It gets in the way of hearing him. Because it's not your intellect that it's not your intellect that gives you Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 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 Amen.
But our minds can get even worse. Yep.
The minds can get in the way. It's true.
Yep.
It's so true.
Sorry.
You've already said something.
yeah, more. Hit her up more, Lord.
More for the audience, more for the listening audience.
Lord, I pray right now your glory hits each person. Double anointing, Lord. Open heaven. Jesus, I decree the fire of the Holy Ghost, the true fire that blesses, that revives and restores, that brings refreshing, Lord, that refuels and refreshes the dry, parched land, Lord, meaning within us, Lord. We need a double drink, Lord. Your spirit and the bride say, Lord, fill us up a full. And even those that don't know you, God, hit them up, Lord. Touch them, Holy Spirit, because you're full of grace and mercy. You said where sin abounds, Lord, grace abounds all the more. So, Lord, let the truth prevail over each person in the listening
listening audience, Lord. Just hit them, Lord. Let there be thousands upon thousands of angels on their borders. And Jesus, you alone touch the oppressed. You alone touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Supply every one of their needs, Lord. Every one of them, Lord. Let every Pharaoh drop to the ground. Let Satan fall like lightning. And fill them up, Lord, with so much faith and hope in you. That not faith and hope that they got for you, but of your presence. Has a Shekinah glory right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Tina, when you were praying, I saw something. I saw Shelly. Tim.
Yes.
Tim, I saw Jesus when Tina was praying. I saw the Lord put his hands over Shelly's ears, and then I heard him say, Tim, he's anointing you. Pray over, lay your hands on your wife's ears. Have her lay her hands on her ears, and then you put your hands over her hands over the ears, and ask those ears to open up in Jesus' name. Right now.
I've been praying for them ears.
Wow.
Rebuke that deaf spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus, open up your ears. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now to open up ears in the
here.
And here, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, the Lord was showing me, you know, that her hearing comes and it goes. Like, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. And we are asking for staying power in the Holy Ghost. Stay in power. We all stand in agreement that those ears will remain opened in Jesus' name. That they're open.
I rebuke every spirit, a deaf, dumb spirit. I bind and break every generational curse of it. And the word spoken over her life, though she may not hear those words, even that word spoken over her life, even in the generations beyond, I break every vow and curse off of you in Jesus' name. And I say you will not stand. The blood is what holds her up. The anointing of truth that sets her free. And it's who sets her free? Christ the Lord, the risen Lamb, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost that say he is one. That is who touches her hands. That is what touches her ears, and he says who he sets free is free indeed. I bind and rebuke the lies that say that she even has to hold on to it, because it's not her that holds her healing, it's Christ who is the healer that holds her hands.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. Thank
and we're in agreement that Christ is the risen Lord, and the resurrection he is, and the eternal, everlasting Father he is, and the same God and Father that is yours, Jesus, is ours. And therefore, we got a consuming fire. We are that consuming fire, and we're saying, let her go, never again to touch her.
Amen. And I saw this in the spirit just now. The same angel, the angel that blew that through the eagle that blew that hot air into my ear in the spirit, in the vision, or that I talked about earlier in the show, and blew these cobwebs. And when I woke up, I was able to hear more in the spirit. Tim.
Yes.
If you feel moved by the Lord to blow into Shelly's ears, okay, it's just, you know, as we see from heaven, like I'm seeing this. I can't do that right now, but you can, okay, because you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay, it's the Holy Ghost that wants to do this. Breathe through her ears, once or twice, however the Lord wants you. I think it's three times. The Lord is saying three times. You know, blow into Shelly's ears three times, you know, in Jesus' name, the hot air. The heart breath of God. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, I did it.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, Shelly, the Lord's going to touch you more when you're sleeping. But, you know, when we step out of faith, we position ourselves to receive, you know, as we see from heaven, God is faithful. He's going to complete it, you know. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that the body of Christ is so much bigger than we can ever imagine. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that the body of Christ is a corporate organism moving and breathing in you and doing what you are doing from heaven to sea.
Past
time. Just going to stay in what you're saying and hearing what you're hearing. Wow.
past time, past seasons. We got. I'm telling you, he goes past times, past seasons, and so do we. Oh, if you only knew what I know. Give it to him. Wisdom, revelation, open the prophetic and realm, Lord, in ways you can never dream or imagine, Jesus.
Yeah.
Bless this ministry on this radio station, Lord. Let the vision of you, Jesus, you the be the vision. You be the year of Jubilee. You be that day of salvation in Jesus' your name. Over them, in them, and all around them in ways they've, wave after wave after wave of your glory in Jesus' your name.
Wow. Whoa.
Hey,
Was it continually touch? Oh, I see. You know, Jesus. I just saw Jesus like his pointed. You know the index, the pointed finger, like next to the thumb. It's the prophetic point. He touched your forehead right now with that one finger. Thank you. I see that. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yep.
He says, touch. That's usually what I get to people. I hit him. I hit him up, man. Touch. He gets his joy, man.
Whoa.
He says, I've given you my trademark, joy, Tina.
Yeah. Whoa.
Because he is that. Whatever you need, it's found on carpet.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's like usually it's the hand, but it's the finger.
You know why it's the finger? Because it's the finger of God that cast out the enemy, and it's the finger of God that says touch.
Amen. Touch. Yeah. Dear God.
Surely.
Thank you for it. Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything you? Wow. But well, we just. We are coming to the end of the show, and I wish we could continue. And but you know, God is doing something, huh? He's stirring the waters.
We are stirring the waters with him. If you don't mind me saying that, we are literally walking on the water with
Amen.
Jesus. When we say, Jesus, you walk on the waters, and Jesus, you do this, he says, now I'm in you, and you're in me. Now you're doing what I did. You're walking on the waters, and you're speaking
Amen.
To their storms, and you're speaking to the life, and you're speaking not just to lives, but you're speaking me, the author of life. That says, not just quoting it, but you're walking with him who is it, and he said, be healed in Jesus' name. Be restored. Be delivered. Whatever it is, take the impossibilities out, Lord, because he said the work he did we're going to do in greater because he went to the Father. This is that.
Yes, it is. And because of the Holy Spirit, he had to bring us into all that truth and then some.
That's right.
So we said,
right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Overflow.
Amen. Overflow. So let's each of us, if each person is led to pray for the listening audience, whoever's going to get this archive, you know, whoever wants to start first, you know, as we come to the end of this show, you know, go for it, Tim, Tina, and I'll add a prayer in there because I feel the call, but I want you to begin to release this blessing upon the listening audience, this blessing of peace. I'm just getting it right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I just see sick, honey. Lord, I just see so much thick honey of your presence, the sweetness of your wine, of your presence upon each person in this listening audience.
Mm.
It goes beyond just this listening audience. But, Lord, you go beyond our reasoning. You go beyond our intellect. You go beyond our hurts, our sin, and our iniquities. And it's your intimacy that you desire. Father, I pray that your intimacy with you, Jesus, and your spirit of truth would prevail over every prevailing spirit in every person here today. I pray that your glory, your Shekinah glory, would not only fill but rest and remain within and upon each person, supplying every one of their needs and their heart's desires with your heart's desire for them, and show them, Abba, Father, your unmerited favor that they cannot earn or deserve. But their wave after wave of revival fire, the wind of the Holy Spirit breathe, and let the bones rattle and come to life. In Jesus' your name. Your name, Lord.
Lord, I just thank you for the smoke of your presence. The smoke of your presence, Lord, that just touches your nostrils, Lord. Let each prayer of those you call into that deep, intimate union, Lord, with you,
in that bridal relationship, Lord, let the smoke of your presence and permeate their beings from the Holy of Holies within them. Let the smoke of your presence ascend to your nostrils. Let it be a pleasing fragrance unto you, O Lord. Let them be a pleasing fragrance unto you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anointing their hearts and minds. I thank you for the anesthesia from heaven right now, the anesthesia for what hides. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. Bless them, Lord, release them.
There'll be a third heaven experience. There's going to be much third heavens. Third heaven, Lord, take into the third heavens. Beyond self, beyond that we can dream or imagine. To see your fragrance, the fragrance of your perfumes, Lord, that causes us to see and let us have that deep intimacy that nothing or no one can take away. The perfume of you, Jesus, the perfume of the bride and the bridegroom, marinating and melting our eyes with the look of your eyes and melting our hearts, Lord. Melt our hearts, Jesus, with the darkness that would be all around us. Pierce it with your glory and your grace, your unmerited favor, and melt it with your love, intimacy with you, Lord. Deep calls to deep, deep intimacy.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. And thank you for your joy and your peace.
Thank you for being all that. What was lost, God says he's bringing it back. What appeared lost, he's bringing it back. He's recovering people. They thought a lot of things were lost, but he's bringing it to the forefront. It wasn't lost. Thank you, Lord.
Jeff, is there anything you want to pray as we bring it to a close? No. Here's my husband again. He's just he's just basking in his presence. But I do see a rainbow, and I see it in the spirit. And the Lord is saying he's releasing the power of his love right now.
Mm-hmm.
I sense a shaking. I sense doors being opened that need to be opened. Doors are closing that needs to be closed, and eyes are being opened, ears are being opened to hear.
Amen.
People are actually stepping out in faith now. He's arming his army with weapons that cannot be destroyed. He's releasing his power and glory where we wait for the tangible presence, and then he's releasing his obedience to go. So the Lord is I can see that right now. He's showing us how to move. It's that flight pattern again. He's showing us how to move and when to move, but it's all as we, as the glory comes upon us, and and then the obedience to move,
He told me that he was literally releasing people into the ministry to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of what they thought they lost.
Yes.
Now see, that's a confirmation to me.
To me too. But I'm serious. He said that's what he said. What you thought was lost. He says no. And the reason is when I get told. I don't mean to sound so theological. That sounds religiosity. But he said my calling and my gift is irrevocable. What you thought was lost, maybe it was a hindrance or for whatever the reason, it's not. I'm opening up that door and I'm not shutting it. I told you, and I'm called you to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not us doing it for the Lord. It's him.
Right. It's his presence.
You know,
that's right.
He's wanting you, this whole thing with the soaking, with what, you know, how he came upon us in various occasions is because he wants us to get acquainted and familiar with his presence coming upon us and then going forth. Yeah.
You do that. But when I know for my own sake, it's like people that shoot you down because they don't understand that part of what that is, and I wasn't going to say this, but it's back on me again to say, and it's not people, it's what's behind it, but there are things that are trying to steal the sap. We are the oak of righteousness, try to steal your sap, meaning the glory of God in you by saying, well, you can't when you've already met him because they've not been there. They're on a different level, or they're just not there because it's that intimacy that he draws us, so now we can't help but draw from him. He draws in us from us so that now we can't that deep well, then we are able to give from those wells in us to others, and others haven't seen that because you're still looking at what you was in your natural person instead of the Holy Spirit and who he is in us.
Yeah, that's what looking back, it was all about. You know, you're showing me, give me that lesson and not looking back. Like, forgetting what was in the morning, looking at what's in the now. You know, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you.
No more hindrances, because the Lord is not hindered. Yes. The Lord doesn't have time, space, or season. He doesn't look at that. He doesn't have agendas. He doesn't have male, female, Jew, or Gentile, slave, or free. We do. He made that, but in his spirit, he says, my anointing is for each and every one of you. There's no breakdowns in him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Whoa. No breakdowns, but breakthroughs. No breakdowns, but breakthroughs.
No limits.
Whoa.
There's no limits. That's the natural man. That's the natural mind's agenda, and I take it. It's not only ours, but it's what that is trying to steal the sap, is all I can say again. We are his oak, and there's sap. There's bees that are in us. That's why, you know, the sap and the honey and the bees that are in us, but it's really Jesus in us. The honeycomb. The people are literally being able to taste and see the goodness of the Lord, and it's not just sweetly saying it and having sweet, fancy words. It's his anointing.
It's
his authority and power of his presence that is breaking and destroying these yokes all around us in a consuming fire that is a consuming Abba Daddy fire, not his day fire, but it's his presence, knowing him who is that.
As the presence comes, so do the words flow like honey, like sweet honey, you know? Yeah.
It's not a temporal. It's just there. I just love him. He tastes good to me, man.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Pillows. Ask that your cloud of glory, which is go to all the people on Facebook and wherever this social media network that's so Christian, so they would just go to the different corners, four corners of the earth, the different parts of the earth, Lord, that people represent. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for sending the glory cloud to Africa and India, Pakistan, Chile, Israel, Haiti, England, London, thank you, Lord.
Lord, you're not only sending a glory cloud, but God is saying that you are in the glory cloud. Don't you see it, man? Wow, 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 wow. You are in the glory cloud. So wherever you're going, it's not just behind the scenes. Oh, get out of that. Thank you, Jesus. He's saying, send the glory cloud. And we are in our prayers and our intercessions. But he's saying, you are my glory cloud. Don't you see it, man? He's going, I'm sending you. When you say, send me over here and there, he goes, I'm in you, man. That's why I'm taking you there. Okay? I decree nations open. I decree finances open. I decree from the north and south, the east and the west, every tribe, tongue, and nation, the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ over your lands, over your homes, your livestock, and the fruit of your womb, over everything that's seen and unseen, over the things that cannot be saved by, but only by you, Jesus. Every name, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that you are the Lord and you are our Lord, and therefore, like Samuel, like Elijah, like the prophets of old, but yet we are now. That God, we're not looking at just the people in the Bible, but we now says that you are our God and our Father. God, there are people you're raising up that are end time warriors that know that they know their God, and they know that they know that they know that you have been called by such a time as this, that knows that they are loved with an everlasting love, and they can't help but lavish you on them, that all they can think, sleep, or dream, or think about is you and the intimacy they have with you, and to get it on the people, to know that you are their year of Jubilee, and wherever they turn and wherever they go, and whatever we're doing, the peoples will be blessed, all nations will call you blessed, and all nations will be blessed by us. Thank you, Lord. Let every wall be down. Let every door be open, flung wide open. I see nations literally being opened, and in the spirit realm, the hindering spirits are bowing, and they have to, because there ain't nothing, no opposition. Any lies that say there has to be an opposition, because I rebuke it and I bind it in Jesus' name, it has to flee.
Amen.
Because we got thousands upon thousands or ten thousands of angels in joyful assembly with us. Ha ha! That's who I have on my mind, and that's what we got on our borders.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that gift. Thank you for the angels.
They were right.
Blessed going in and blessed going out. Because you are our blessing, Lord. We can't help ourselves. You can't help but want to testify of your own goodness, Lord. Prophetic evangelism, Lord. Prophetic. Let the prophetic and the prophetic prevail, Lord. The testimony of you, Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. Lord Jesus, you said if you receive a righteous man in a righteous man's name, you receive their reward. That's which we are. The righteousness of you, God, found in Christ Jesus. You also said if you receive a prophet in a prophet's name, you receive their reward. Oh, God, let us not receive the titles, but receive you who is in them. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for I just see this I see this white garment from heaven coming upon. It's like a white chiffon garment that the Lord is giving his people right now, and he's putting on each and every one right now. And it's a garment that flows, but it's like a chiffon white garment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Wow. It's a garment of glory. Garment of glory. Thank you, Jesus.
White garment coming upon it.
Wow. Lord, I just ask that you just would continually touch those who, I feel like this is like a soaking radio show, that they, the Lord just, you know, keep touching over and over again, but the people are going to receive that that manifestation as they listen to this radio broadcast. It's a very unusual radio broadcast, because it was most of the time we're inspired by the Holy Spirit, but this one was put together by the Lord himself. Jesus put together by the Lord himself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for rendering our hearts. You know, like, I'm for doing that for us. Thank
you. Tim? Yes, ma'am.
You were saying something earlier. You were mentioning something.
I don't even remember now. I'm just in awe. I'm just soaking in the moment.
I got the fire. It looks as if it's a fire, and then there's the peace. There's the fire, and there's the peace. Mm. Well, we are definitely at the end of the broadcast, and I just want to just ask the Lord to just touch Tina in a very special way. Continually touch her with your presence. Douse her. Lord, surprise her. Love her. And I pray the same for Tim, direct him. Jeff, honey, I think you should pray a special blessing on Tim before we hang up. And Jeff is going to be praying over all you men out there that have been in the same situation, because it's more than just one person. It's a corporate thing that's happening, because we're in the middle of transition as a body. And I there's anointing on that word transition. The Lord is saying, don't react in the transition. Just go with the flow. Go with the spirit. And here's Jeff to pray for the men. He has this anointing to pray for the men. So, Tim, I'm going to have Jeff right now, as we have a couple minutes left, to pray with you, to pray for all the men. And, Jeff, take it away.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here. You're welcome in my life. And I ask that all the brothers and sisters, especially the brothers, who need to know that you are there with them in the midst of their life, in the midst of their trials, especially those men who may have health trials in their bodies, Lord, I ask that you release to them the hug that never lets go, the hug that is always there. Because when I was first diagnosed with leukemia, Lord, you came to me, stood behind me and wrapped your arms around me, and it was such a consolation, Lord, that you were there, but you never let go of me. You surprised me when I thought you were going to let go. You incorporated into my physical body. And even to this day, Lord, I still know your arms are draped over my shoulders as they were in that moment, Lord. And all I have to do is meditate on it, and it manifests again. Thank you, Jesus. And I just ask for the fortitude of those men who are fathers at this time in their life, no matter what the situations are, that they may come to the Father to receive their fatherhood, that they may receive the fatherhood anointing in greater measures so that they can pass to their sons and daughters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that the inner needs of every man, who adult male, teenager, young boy, will be met through the anointing of the Holy Spirit on their father's wives and on their mother's wives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and I ask a special blessing on Tim. I just seek your face to him, Lord. Show up. Show up in unusual and unique ways. Hold nothing back from Tim. Hold nothing back. Pour forth your grace, mercy, and love, and demonstrate to those around him that you are God, that you are the God of Tim, that you are the God of Shelley, that you are the God of Shirley, that you are the God of Tina, and that you are the God of all the brothers and sisters who would hear this, who will come closer and draw closer to you by your divine presence and action in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We ask for a special anointing of prosperity and grace. Prosperity, Lord, that as our souls prosper, in you, that we may prosper in the world around us, that we might bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And amen. So we're at the end of this particular broadcast on God releasing and teaching his eagle's flight patterns in the spirit. And Lord, we thank you for coming into our midst and into our realm, into our time, to establish your flight patterns within us. And I ask that you would just continually establish your flight patterns in the eagles that listen to this broadcast. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that they will soar to great heights in you, in the Holy Ghost, in you, that they would soar to great heights, and that, Lord, there would be complete restoration in all of our lives, Lord, for as we, you know, because we are called to be priests, prophets, and kings. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, everyone, we are it's the end of the show here, and we will talk again. Call back Tina when you feel led to, and Shelley and Tim. It was wonderful fellowshipping and talking to you about how the Lord is moving in your lives, and you know, it's just so awesome that we were all able to share this experience together and in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yeah, you're over there in New England, is it? And here I am in Indiana.
Well, you're Indiana, New England, and then Kentucky, right? Kentucky.
Kentucky.
See, only God can do this. He's so awesome. And we pray for a special blessing on Indiana, that whole region. We pray for a revival, and we pray for a revival in Kentucky and New England, in Jesus' holy name. Wow. Amen.
That's right.
All right, everybody. God bless all you all. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.